KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have clear skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be sunny here today with a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest area and state news brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In news from Western Iowa, a 12-year-old boy has been killed when the ATV he was riding struck a utility pole near Sioux Center in northwest Iowa. The accident happened yesterday afternoon about 5 miles northwest of Sioux Center. Dylan Hoyer lost control of the ATV, striking the pole. The vessel of the vehicle rolled several times and landed on top of him. A 5-year-old passenger was thrown from the ATV but was not hurt. More news in just a moment.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Adair and Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in Greenfield and Atlantic, respectively. Over in Adair County, the board will hear from Sheriff Brad Newton with regard to the Public Safety Center, which is currently under construction, and they'll hear from County Custodian Rich Wallace with regard to correspondence from the City of Greenfield pertaining to sidewalk issues. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will receive a 1934 lithograph of the U.S. Constitution, which the board approved at a meeting in mid-August. The framed and matted lithograph will be presented by Gary Stephenson of Fort Dodge and local sponsors for display on the second floor of the courthouse. Stephenson is traveling through each of Iowa's 99 counties in hopes that local officials will express an interest in having the lithographs displayed in the various 100-county courthouses in the state. The board will also act on awarding a bid and contract to Gus Construction for full-depth Portland cement concrete patching work on County Road G61 east of Highway 148, as well as approval of plans for a hot-melt asphalt resurfacing project on County Road M56 from Marnie to the Shelby County line. And then they'll hear from a representative with the Cam Community School District with regard to tax changes resulting from the construction of wind turbines in the district. Both Board of Supervisors meetings get underway at 9 a.m. Officials with MidAmerican Energy have reported their semi-annual property tax payments to Iowa counties, schools, and cities for the 2011-2012 fiscal year. Altogether, the company has paid more than $45.7 million, which they say makes them the largest property tax-paying entity in the state. In this area, nearly $299,520 was paid to Cass County on September the 30th. Adair County received more than $419,000. Adams County, a little over $66,000. Audubon County, slightly more than $155,000. Guthrie County, $14,269. And Montgomery County, over $343,000. Pottawatomie County received the biggest chunk in property tax payments from MidAmerican at slightly more than $4.2 million. Shelby County has received a nearly $119,000 payment. Those same amounts I just mentioned will be distributed to each of those counties again on March the 31st of next year. The single largest tax bill installment of more than $12.1 million was paid to Polk County. It's that time of year when the Cass County Conservation Board asks residents of the county, when do you think the first trumpeter swans will be arriving at the Schulberg Quarry here in Atlantic? Trumpeter swans have visited the Schulberg Quarry for at least 13 out of the last 14 winters. For a list of their arrival and departure dates, you can check out this same story on our website, KJAN.com, and click on the News tab and scroll on down. Cass County residents may call in their prediction of the bird's arrival by no later than November 11th to the Conservation Board at 769-2372. You can leave a message and a return phone number if their staff is not available to speak with you. Duplicate dates will not be allowed, and, for example, if a caller would predict November 25th as the swan's arrival date, no one else will be allowed to predict that same date. Only one prediction per family will be allowed, and sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of the swans. The winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. Again, that contest is only open to residents of Cass County. Environmental officials in western Iowa are working to return an endangered fish back to the Missouri River after it was displaced by the summer's flooding. Workers with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources were rescuing paddlefish Monday at Snyder Bend Park in Woodbury County. Paddlefish live in the deep water of the Missouri River, but the flooding left them in a shallow lake when the floodwaters receded. Officials of the DNR say there could be hundreds of paddlefish trapped in the lake. Crews have been using nets to catch the fish and return them to the river. The fish are measured and tagged before they're returned to their natural habitat. Officials at Epley Airfield in Omaha say crews have begun the cleanup of what was left behind by this year's summer flooding along the Missouri River. Contractors have started removing the flood control infrastructure around the airport. They also say specially designed wells that kept floodwaters away from the runways will continue to operate through October. The Omaha Airport Authority said it has spent $17 million on flood control, but will eventually spend $26 million to protect the airport. The flooding also left behind a 300-yard swath of sand and silt between the river and the airport's levee system. It was a grassy mix of fields and farmland leased out by the airport, and it's not clear if the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will bother to restore that area. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, anti-Wall Street protesters say thousands of people could show up near New York's financial district today to march. The demonstration that started with about a dozen people has swelled over the past 19 days and has taken on numerous causes. Groups such as the Working Families Party, Transit Workers Union, and Chinatown Tenants Union say they'll join the protest today, and college students are being encouraged to walk out of class at 2 p.m. President Obama has signed legislation to keep the federal government running for another 6 weeks. Congress must now finish work on agency budgets for the new fiscal year. The measure was part of an agreement reached by congressional Democrats and Republicans late last month that averted a government shutdown at the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. The law provides funding for government operations through November 18th. Amanda Knox is with her family away from the media today as the 24-year-old starts a new life as a free woman. The former exchange student arrived in Seattle last night and thanked those who supported her during her 4 years in an Italian prison for the murder of her British roommate. On Monday, an appeals court threw out the conviction. And police in Kansas City, Missouri say they're frustrated by the lack of substantial clues in the search for a 10-month-old girl who disappeared from her crib late Monday. Lisa Irwin's father reported her missing when he returned home from work early Tuesday. The child's mother had put her to bed hours before. Authorities fear that someone broke into the home and took the child. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcement, 78-year-old Judy Kula of Audubon died Saturday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Judy Kula will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Gene Schmidt of Anita died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Gene Schmidt will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. 85-year-old Roy Saul of Manning died Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Roy Saul will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. The Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 93-year-old Marie Ebert, formerly of Erling, died February 12th in El Paso, Texas. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Ebert will be at noon on Saturday at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And 92-year-old Janet Margaret Hintz, who's formerly of Avoca, died July the 25th in Minnesota. Funeral services for Margaret Hintz will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. There's more news online at KJAN.com, including last hour's local newscast. This report brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.